Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Christina Mislan, Assistant Professor of Journalism Studies at the Missouri School of Journalism. Hi, Christina. The 27-year-old pilot of the fatal Germanwings crash, Andreas Lubitz, apparently had a doctor's note to take a sick day, but hid it from his employer. Lubitz locked out his co-pilot and deliberately crashed his plane into the French Alps, killing himself and all 150 people on board. German authorities are investigating his psychological and medical background and whether he had any personal or financial problems to explain his motivation. French authorities are in the process of deciding whether to classify the incident as criminal, crazy, or suicidal. And German investigators say they have yet to find any kind of suicide note or anything of a, quote, political or religious nature. Christina, one can only imagine how such a tragedy would have been cast had the pilot's skin been of a different hue or his name been foreign sounding.
Yes, of course, Anali. I think if that would have been the case, this conversation would be something that would have to do with so-called terrorism. And I'm not even sure, you know, if religion would be important in that, but definitely you would see some discourse around criminal behavior, and even if the details weren't clear, you might still see some dialogue that would reflect some concerns about any kind of suspicious terrorist activities or anything like that.
And on Monday's program, we will take a look at this and other incidents through that lens. Indiana Governor Mike Pence has just signed a controversial bill into law that claims to protect the religious freedom of his state's residents, but has prompted fears of legalizing discrimination, particularly against the LGBT community. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act is designed to allow private corporations to defend themselves if sued for discrimination that they say is based on their religious beliefs. Indiana's law is the first of a rash of similar bills in more than 20 states around the nation that has been signed into law. But outrage over the law is only beginning. Several businesses announced they would be boycotting Indiana over the law. In California, State Attorney General Kamala Harris is taking a stand against an even more disturbing initiative launched by an Orange County initiative. It's called the Sodomite Suppression Act, and it calls for executing gays. Well, Christina, do you see these efforts as a desperate right-wing backlash to the recent gay marriage victories in so many states, and even to an extent at the Supreme Court?
Sure, I definitely do think that, look, anytime we have progress, there's always going to be a backlash. And we see that there's a long list of different civil rights that marginalized groups have been able to historically have been able to fight for. But when that happens, there's a backlash. And so we see that with issues of voting rights, for instance. And so I think here's another example of that. And, you know, I think it's interesting, these issues, because let's take the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, for example. Apparently this has some roots in protecting Native Indigenous religious freedoms. But the same people who would be using this Restoration Act probably don't care about protecting Native Indigenous or religious freedoms or Muslims, for instance, right? And so we have to ask, what interests are being maintained when we even talk about these so-called religious freedoms, and what that means about discrimination for marginalized groups?
And finally, the Republican-controlled Senate stayed up all night to discuss and vote on a federal budget that was passed at 3 a.m. this morning. The budget predictably hands tax breaks to corporations and the wealthy and cuts more than $5 trillion in services that most ordinary Americans need and rely on. And top Senate Democrat Harry Reid of Nevada just announced he's retiring. The Liberal Democrat had been targeted for years by Tea Party activists, and his announcement is likely to set off an election frenzy. And finally, in an extremely rare show of bipartisanship, the House yesterday approved major changes to Medicare that rewards doctors financially for the quality of their care rather than quantity, and expands a popular child health insurance program. The historic 392-37 vote was so rare that President Obama called House Speaker John Boehner to congratulate him. Christina, does the contrast between the Senate budget bill and the House Medicare vote indicate that Republicans can indeed do their jobs, but only if they actually decide to?
Well, sure. I mean, and I think it's, you know, they can do their jobs if their interests are being upheld. actually mean something for them, meaning more profits, right? And so the cutting taxes for the wealthy and at the same time cutting programs that are really important for many hundreds of people in this country to survive, especially in the economy that we've been living in. And so, that needs to be talked about a lot more. The media needs to be on this, and it's urgent. And so I think this is a conversation that we should have more of.
And of course, the House really vote important. Did demonstrate that when they care about a certain issue, they can actually come together. So it's interesting to see that contrast. I want to thank you so much, Christina, for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
Christina Mislan is an assistant professor of journalism studies at the Missouri School of Journalism. This is Uprising. We'll be right back.